And to bring us up to date, give us a recap of that debate, is Laura Vizella. She is the Virginia Politics beat reporter for The Washington Post. Laura, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Hi there.
Now, from what I understand from this debate, Ed Gillespie actually did quite well in this debate, especially since the very first question out of the box wasn't about Virginia, wasn't about Virginia politics. It was oddly about President Trump. Why do you think that is?
Well, as Judy Woodruff said after the debate, when I asked her about, there were some Republican complaints that she opened with questions about Trump, and she said he's the elephant in the room. And really, he does loom large over the race in terms of both national parties are pouring a lot of money in large part because the race is going to be seen as a referendum on the president, fairly or not. That's the context we're in. And, of course, we're right across the Potomac from D.C., so there is a lot of attention to what's going on in the administration.
Well, what I find interesting is every race that we hear, the last one was in Georgia, this is this is going to be a referendum on President Trump. Haven't we learned our lesson yet?
Maybe not. I'll say that Ralph Northam, for his part, he argues that what the president done is not irrelevant to Virginians, and he talked about it in terms of health care, immigration, and that sort of thing. So that's how he made the counter argument for why we should care. But certainly Gillespie was ready with a strong response about how, hey, I care about Virginia issues, and that allowed him to continue to sidestep some of the more controversial actions by the president that Judy Woodruff tried to pin him down on.
Laura, because you're a good journalist, an objective one, I'm not going to ask you to say who had better policies or anything, but I do want to know how you assess sort of their preparation and their poise on stage. Who do you think, in terms of just presentation, presented better?
Well, I think Gillespie is definitely the more practiced order, but I actually thought they both did well, and there were no obvious gaffes or anything like that. There was a moment of drama with a protester who's opposed to the pipeline who charged the stage very early on, and that was aimed at Northam. But they both Northam and Gillespie sort of just stepped back while that drama churned.
So aside from making this all a referendum on President Trump, obviously Ralph Northam very interested in making this about everybody disliking Trump. Ed Gillespie kind of, I think, successfully pushing away those attacks.
And
so besides those points, what about issues of importance to Virginians? What issues sort of jumped out to you that these guys debated, and where are there the clearest delineations?
Right. I think one of the sharpest contrasts is their views of the Virginia economy. And Northam is very much running on the platform that things have gone well under Governor McAuliffe, and he'd like to continue that, and he touts the low unemployment rate. And then Gillespie acknowledges that rate, but says that wages are lower, that more people are working for lower wages. And so he says that we need to do something different to shake up and improve the economy.
Mm-hmm. Were there any issues on which they agreed?
They did both decline to criticize that. Judy Woodruff gave them the opportunity to weigh in on Governor McCall's recent decision to let a execution go forward, and the inmate was mentally ill. And they both declined to criticize and said that they, understood that was a very difficult decision for him. Northam said he is personally opposed to the death penalty, Gillespie in favor, but they didn't take issue with Governor McAuliffe's action.
Following the debate, the Republican Governors Association pushed another $2 million into Ed Gillespie's campaign, congratulated him on the debate. What's the state of the money race right now between Ralph Northam and Ed Gillespie, and how are these guys? What are the pocketbooks look like?
Right, right now, Gillespie does have an advantage. Northam had a much bigger war chest going in, by June 30. I think he'd raised $9.4 million, and Gillespie was, I think, around $6.7 million. It's sort of funny. The primaries were both competitive, but Northam poured all but $1.75 million into his primary with Tom Perriello.
Right.
It turned out he won easily. Gillespie, everyone was widely seen to have had it in the bag, and so he didn't spend all that much. He still had $3 million in the bank, and then that turned out to be a squeaker. But sort of underestimating Corey Stewart helped him out financially because he had that much money. I don't think either one will lack for resources.
So basically, wrongly relying on the polls
right.
led to both parties having a very interesting financial decisions during the race.
Anything that you want to see them concentrate on in or address in the next debate that they did not really get into this time around?
Well, they both hinted at their plans for higher education. Actually, I guess Northam did lay out he's got a plan that would allow people to get a free associate's degree or technical training for 2 years, as long as you give back a year of service afterward. He laid that out. Gillespie did say he has a plan to make college more affordable, but I don't believe that he really got into it. But he did scoff at at Northam's plan and said, if you think college is expensive now, wait till he tries to make it free. So it would be interesting to see that fleshed out. I think that is one kind of kitchen table issue that a lot of people struggle with.
All right. Lastly, when is the next debate?
That's in September, and it's in Northern Virginia. And then in October, there's one down in Virginia Tech.
Fantastic. Well, Laura Vizzella, thank you so much. We appreciate your insight.
Sure thing. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us. It is Laura Vizzella, Virginia politics beat reporter for The Washington Post.